It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Mets just won on Sunday Night Baseball against the Cubs, and I thought we'd be talking Subway Series preview, and we will. I thought we'd be talking about, the Stanton injury, and we will. But, of course, the Mets are going to Mets, and crazy things going on. So, timely to talk about it, we bring in Dave Lennon, baseball columnist from Newsday. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Laurie, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. So we will still talk about all the topics that we said we would, but
sure.
Sunday Night Baseball, there it is. Mets are going to Mets. And what it would appear that Edwin Diaz, I admit I have the game on with no sound in the studio because I'm doing the show, but it would appear that Edwin Diaz just got ejected for having sticky stuff on his hand, and that comes with a 10-game suspension. Is it, I mean, I know Max Scherzer was maybe going to try and, try and appeal his, but then didn't. Is there any way, I don't understand how you'd be able to appeal down a sticky stuff suspension, but any way that Diaz could?
I don't know of anybody that's been successful at doing it. I think the only pitcher I think had said that they were going to go through with it and then wound up dropping it, I think, was Robert Suarez at one point. But everybody else has pretty much just taken it. I think they realize the futility of it. It's very difficult, I think, to present evidence to get it overturned. I mean, it's pretty basic with the umpires. I mean, they're trained to look for a level of tackiness and stickiness that they deem is unacceptable. Now, you can talk about the substances all you want. Yes, rosin is a legal substance, but it can be mixed with any number of things that makes it illegal. So it's not so much the substance per se, it's the level of stickiness that the umpires decide is on somebody's hand or glove or another part of their body. And with Diaz, clearly, you know, they decided that it was beyond the level that's legal. And that's why he was ejected. I mean, we'll see. The umpires will come out with a statement afterward and explain what went on down the field. They always do that in these situations. So we'll have a more detailed explanation from their side. You know, but from what we viewed, and I was watching it as you did, Laurie, too, on the broadcast, and, you know, it's fairly straightforward. You know, the umpires kind of felt his hand in the glove, and I even saw one of the umpires just say, hey, you know, you got to go, sorry, and then ejected him. So that's basically what went down.
How surprised are you at this point, a few years into this, that, you know, we are now, it felt like we're in the post-sticky stuff era where we're, you know, suspensions are not commonplace at this point. How surprised are you that Diaz got caught for this? I mean, don't they check him before every game when he comes in?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, I think guys still do use substances to some degree. I mean, if you watch enough of these games, as I do, and I know you do, if you watch them closely, you'll see guys touching their caps and
yes.
the back of their neck.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, they're not just doing that because they're itchy. You know, I mean, there's ways to get tackiness on the ball, but, you know, MLB allows it to a certain degree, you know, because the balls they're not pre-tacked or whatever you want to call it. They're just rubbed in dirt. So a lot of times it is difficult to get a grip. You know, now it's getting very hot out. You know, maybe it's the sweat is making it slippery as opposed to when it's cold and it feels like a cue ball. So it still happens. It's just to degrees. Does it surprise that Edwin Diaz did that? Not really. You know, he's almost a good candidate for that because here's a guy that's coming back after struggling and is trying to get, you know, his confidence back and feel like how he was. And maybe, you know, and I don't know this, he hasn't spoken about it yet, but it's not unusual for a guy who wants to maybe get a little bit more spin on the slider or just to get that confidence back. So, you know, in Diaz's case, as great as we've seen him be, you know, it wouldn't surprise me that if he was just kind of reaching for just something a little extra to try to get that slider to bite like he wants it to.
And then, again, I had the sound off in the studio, but Drew Smith maybe rushed his warm-up. I don't know what happened there, but the Mets taking Drew Smith out of the game in the ninth inning after two outs, and did it look to you like he is potentially injured?
Well, I was going to say Drew Smith, who was suspended last year for sticky substance himself, so it's not exactly ancient history, and they do have another reliever on that it happened to, so I don't know that. It was surprising to see him come out when he did. So I don't know that yet, whether All something right. had happened with him or what the reason was. We'll have to check in with the guys that are on the boots on the ground yes. over there at Wrigley to see what they report.
I'll have to text Tim Healy later and see what the heck happened.
Tim will be on it for sure.
Yeah. All right. So big picture, I was going to be asking you about, you know, Subway Series this week coming up and the Yankees and Mets coming, you know, from a position where the Yankees are in first place, but on the other hand, they've lost three series in a row. The Mets, you know, and now with Diaz likely about to be suspended, ejected from this game, the Mets are always 1 minute away from a hashtag LOL Mets situation on the one hand. On the other hand, here they are, maybe, you know, one of the hottest teams in baseball in the month of June, and this offense is going bananas with this J.D. Martinez effect. How much juice, intrigue do you feel the Subway Series has right now with where these two teams are at?
No, I think there's a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, the Diaz ejection is not great, obviously. but, I mean, the Mets, you know, have had something going here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a fluke. I mean, I think I was just looking at some numbers before. I mean, since they had that meeting, they're 15-6. You know, they get the best OPS in baseball at .849. They have the best batting average in baseball. They're hitting .290. And they have the second best runs per game in 6.05. So, you know, the offensive resurgence is real. And it has been keyed by J.D. Martinez, who's really brought this group together with the hitting meetings and the hitting conferences they have. When they were in Queens last week, I asked Lindor about that because I saw them talking quite a bit after games, you know, taking notes, you know, talking about what they saw that night against the pitchers, which hadn't been happening before. So I think this has all been a very good thing for them approach-wise, confidence-wise. And with the Mets, before this, Lori, we had always been talking after games about one player or two players, usually Lindor, usually Martinez, about, you know, what they had contributed. Now we're talking about five or six players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's more of a full lineup effort here. We've seen Nimmo come alive. Alvarez has made an impact. Mark Vientos, who was in a bit of slump, but hit that bomb tonight. So I think with the lineup, when you start seeing everybody fire like that, then you realize you have something you can keep going. And I think that part with the Mets right now is legit.
Yeah, the J.D. Martinez effect from a baseball IQ standpoint for this lineup, that feels real. It won't continue like this every month all season. But that level of intentionality and accountability that he seems to instill seems like a legitimate thing. The other impact, or the other thing that coincides with the Mets playing better baseball as well, does feel like the return of Francisco Alvarez. What impact do you see, and being around the team and talking to others that are, do you see that Alvarez makes on this Mets team when he's not there and when he's there?
I mean, I think you can see it just, you know, when he's behind the plate.
Yep.
I mean, you can see the impact that he makes with his pitching staff. You know, you can see defensively, you know, as far as the running game, you can see the energy that he brings, you know, whether it's on the bench, whether it's at behind the plate, you know, there is a very youthful energy to him that teams need. You know, they need that spark. And a lot of times, if you've looked at a lot of good teams, Laura, you see that happen, you know, with the guy behind the plate. You know, they're the guy that fires up the pitchers when they're out there, or talking to them in the dugout all the time, or just getting everybody involved. And I think that's what Alvarez does. You know, aside from being, you know, an impact power bat, I just think his presence and, you know, anybody you talk with the Mets, whether it's, you know, the manager, Carlos Mendoza, you know, whether it's the pitching coach in Hefner, right down the line, you know, to a man, they'll point out that his presence coming back, again, you know, not just from a baseball sense, but just an all-around sense, what he brings to the team has really been kind of a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jolt of energy and a jolt of life for that club.
And another player that I know you've obviously covered for a long time, used to be with the Yankees and now with the Mets, went six innings tonight of shutout baseball, Luis Severino. And from where he was last year with the Yankees in a contract year, and I think wanted to stay with the Yankees but was obviously struggling, to where he is now, what have you seen in terms of the, I don't know, evolution, maturity, development of Luis Severino?
He's healthy. You know, I mean, health is such a huge element of what makes Luis Severino a great pitcher, because he's got a ton of talent. I mean, the guy throws 98 with location, with movement. You know, and I think he's just, I'm not going to say, I don't know how much he's had to evolve from the pitcher that he was, but I think he has maybe become a little bit more of a pitcher and not just be that kind of blowaway guy that we saw a lot of times with the Yankees. And I think what he went through last season and, you know, starting with a new team again, I think that involves, you know, kind of pressing the reset button. So mentally, I think it was time for him. You know, he admits that. He admitted that back in spring training. As much as he loved being with the Yankees and as much as that was the team he grew up with, I think he just kind of needed, you know, to put it one way, just to kind of change the eye level, to just kind of change the scenery, look at things differently, think about pitching differently, have guys like Carlos Beltran talk to him about, you know, telegraphing your pitches or tipping your pitches, you know, how to be more aware of that. And I think that's been a plus too. I mean, Carlos Beltran is a huge asset with that. And I think and Luis Severino has talked about that too. So I think he's had some new input into what he does on the mound. And I think the confidence, and again, health, you see that now. When he's healthy, he can be as dominant a pitcher there is in the game when he is healthy.
Talking to Dave Lennon from Newsday about the Mets and Yankees. As we approach the Subway Series, which team do you feel like, you know, it's two games, so just two games, but who needs this more? Like, or which team would this be worse if they lost both games?
Well, I mean, the Yankees are certainly going into this limping a lot more than the Mets are. You know, the Mets are kind of riding high again, minus the Diaz ejection. We'll see what pans out from that. But, you know, the Yankees have really, you know, I mentioned that the Mets lineup kind of firing on all cylinders for the past few weeks. Hasn't really been the case with the Yankees. You know, this has been a very, you know, top-heavy lineup that just got a lot thinner.
Yep.
With the news today that Giancarlo Stanton is going to be lost, or he said he thinks about 4 weeks.
Yep.
With what Aaron Boone was calling a quote-unquote mild hamstring strain. So, you know, when it comes to Stanton, we know that there's no such thing as a mild hamstring strain. He's going to be out for a while regardless. And I know we've gone back and forth with Stanton. There are times where he can look horrible at the plate, but he's really had a pretty good season. And he's been a very productive member of this lineup and a guy that they've needed. I mean, I think he's tied for second on the team with Soto with 18 home runs. You know, he's third with RBIs, I think, with like 45. So he's drove in some big runs. He's been an intimidating presence in the middle of that lineup. And I think when you look at it, and Rizzo was really having an awful season before he got hurt. But I will say in the week leading up to that, there was some signs of life there. He was walking more. He was getting a couple hits. So when you just remove two veteran, experienced guys like Rizzo and Stanton from the middle of the Yankees lineup, who are in there every day, you know, I think that does throw the lineup out of whack in what they like to do. And I think it's going to take a little time for that to settle, for them to figure out what looks best. I know they're bringing in J.D. Davis just in time to head over to Citi Field. But, you know, platooning Ben Rice and J.D. Davis is not replacing Giancarlo Stanton as DH. So there's a lot of question marks there. Relying on Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu to hit fifth and sixth in this lineup, I mean, they're in rough shape aside from having, you know, the best 1-2 punch in baseball in Soto and Judge. But once they get past that, you know, things get pretty dark pretty quick in that lineup.
I wanted to ask you also about a story I know that you wrote a little bit about, but Reggie Jackson being around the Yankees for so long, Major League Baseball, last week they had the celebration of Willie Mays, celebration of, you know, they were trying to do a tribute to the Negro Leagues and had the game at Rickwood Field, and Reggie Jackson interviewed by the group at Fox and Alex Rodriguez asking him about what it was like in his struggles and his answer. I know you wrote about that, but wanted your perspective on that and how important it was and how maybe it, I think it changed some of how people were thinking about that game.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned it in quite that way, Lori. What A-Rod had really mentioned him, it didn't really mention really the struggles when he posed the question to Reggie. He said, what were your feelings about coming back here and, you know, having played with such a great team? Because he was talking about the nucleus of that A's team that would come up with Reggie and be a championship team in the majors. So I'm not sure that anybody on that set was expecting Reggie to go where he did and talking about the struggles that he did have, you know, under Jim Crow laws in Birmingham, yep, Alabama during that time in the 60s, which, you know, as I mentioned in that, and as people know, as students of the game and civil rights, I mean, that was still 20 years after Jackie Robinson broke into the major leagues. And Reggie was talking about being a black player in Birmingham that couldn't go to hotels, couldn't go to restaurants, wasn't allowed in Charlie Finley's country club, you know, was afraid for his life if he had picked on the wrong guy or fought back against the wrong person during his time there. And pretty graphic imagery talking about him being, you know, somebody would have found him strung up on an oak tree there.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I mean, to see, you know, Jeter and David Ortiz and A-Rod just kind of looking on speechless while Reggie was talking about this, you know, I think it really did bring it into perspective. And it's, you know, it's not ancient history, you know, the mid-60s. And I think people had forgotten about that and kind of all the celebration of Rickwood Field. And there was a lot to celebrate there with a lot of the history, for sure. But I think where Reggie went with that and mentioned his own personal struggles as a black player starting there, you know, it was an interesting and necessary probably perspective on that evening, for sure.
Yeah, I thought it was important, and I thought in many ways he became then the soul of that event, is that a celebration, that, you know, a tribute. There's a difference between a tribute and appreciating the players from the Negro Leagues, but also recognizing that that was built on a, you know, it's on a foundation of segregation and racism. And
of course,
that you can't be talking about the Negro Leagues and, you know, and having a tribute to that unless we're acknowledging that. And, you know, you don't want to just paint it with a brush or look at it with rose-colored glasses. And I thought that Reggie's comments about the fear and how, you know, kind of he wasn't looking forward to going back there because of all the bad memories were really important. I thought that was an important message that I think reached a lot of people. And
for sure,
was well done by him.
Yeah, it certainly resonated. I mean, it got a ton of attention on that, which was good. And I think anybody that saw that, you know, that segment and saw not just his words, you could see that Reggie was getting pretty emotional.
Yeah,
while he was talking about it too, as you might expect. So it was a real powerful, you know, lead into the night, to the game that night, for sure.
Dave Lennon from Newsday, Subway Series coming up this week and a couple games out at Citi Field, Yankees and Mets coming into that in different places. But of course, now Edwin Diaz suspended. Mets will always make it interesting, won't they, Dave?
That's for sure. It could be, hang on, it's going to be a white knuckles for the ninth over at Citi Field if the Mets have the lead. That's for sure. But I think it's going to be an entertaining few days for sure.
All right. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.